You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's your favorite Hungry Howie's pizza? Today, I'm feeling a large thin crust with classic cup pepperoni. Or maybe a large sausage with Asiago cheese crust. You know what? I'm just going to get both. Because right now, any large, round, one-topping pizza is just $7.99 when you order Hungry Howie's online for carryout. Choose your favorite topping and the flavored crust you're craving. They're all so good. Go to HungryHowie's.com and get that bold $7.99 deal. And as always, you can thank me later. Just don't talk with your mouth full.
Hungry Howie's!
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
Prime's exclusive wild-card playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
That's going to be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wild-card playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Sunday night is the Patriots Chargers game. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Pats laying 3.5, totals 46.5.
Well, you see, you have a stat to back up one of Nona's feelings. I never really want to bet a quarterback in their first playoff start versus a guy that's playoff centric.
Dude, let me lay this on people here because
that's remarkable, guys.
It applies to three games this weekend. QBs making their first playoff start against QBs with experience. And again, they don't play one another, but you know this is part of a narrative and you got to keep up. So the experienced quarterbacks have a huge edge. The inexperienced quarterbacks are 20-40 straight up since 02. If the less experienced QB plays at home, they are 12-21 straight up and against the number. You do not want to make a habit of betting QBs in their first playoff game. So this week, that would be Caleb, Bryce, and Drake May.
I'm betting against Caleb. Apparently, I'm betting against Drake May, my Lord and Savior. I can't touch the Bryce Young game because it's basically a Big 12
we'll get
spread.
To it.
It was a lean to the Chargers, as long as it's north of three. Don't you feel like this is a 20-17 game?
Yes.
24-21 game? I mean, that 3.5 points could be powerful. I'm getting a defense that's every bit as good as the Patriots. Patriots played a historically soft schedule. And what's the Patriots' Achilles heel here? That offensive line. It all flows into the Chargers. Now, can the Chargers give Herbert anything in the way of a running game or protection? You know, this is one, too. You're giving the Patriots the ability to attack you. I lean Chargers, and I was hoping you like them, too, or I'll stay away from it.
No, I like the Chargers, and it's famous last words because we're backing Herbert, who's never won a playoff game on the road.
I know.
But I'm putting a head nod and a tip of the cap to Jim Harbaugh, who's taken a team to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I do feel like there's something to be said for this is a big step up and a big moment for a Pats team that overachieved. It's a good number at 3.5. The other thing I'd point out, Mike, what's the Chargers' biggest weakness?
Offensive line.
Right. The Patriots are 25th in pressure rate in the NFL this season. So I'm not sure if they can truly capitalize on the Charger weakness. And if Herbert stays in the game and Harbaugh keeps them ahead on down and distance and does all the little things well, it's how you pull off at the very least a cover, but maybe an outright win.
This is really going to hurt me betting against my buddy Drake May, but I got to do it. I got to do it. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'll go with you. God, that hurts. I feel like I've betrayed a family member.
Those are the big games. That's the board. It's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.